So take this new opportunity to look about and fill your lungs with that fantastic land while it and you are still there. That was a most curious and interesting remark you made about feeling occasionally very childish in certain occasions. Nicholas, don't you know about people this first and most crucial fact? Every single one is, and is painfully every moment aware of it, still a child. To get beyond the age of about 8 is not permitted to this primate, except in a very special way, which I'll try to explain. When I came to Lake Victoria, it was quite obvious to me that in some of the most important ways, you are much more mature than I am. And your self-reliance, your independence, your general boldness in exposing yourself to new and to most people very alarming situations, and your phenomenal ability to carry through your plans to the last practical detail. I know it probably doesn't feel like that to you, but that's how it looks to the rest of us who simply look on in envy, is a sort of real maturity that not one in 1,000 ever come near, as you know. But in many other ways, obviously, you are still childish. How could you not be, you alone among mankind? It's something people don't discuss because it's something most people are aware of only as a general crisis of sense of inadequacy or helpless dependence or pointless loneliness or a sense of not having a strong enough ego to meet and master inner storms that come from an unexpected angle. But not many people realize that it is, in fact, the suffering of the child inside them. Everybody tries to protect this vulnerable 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, 7, 8 year old inside and to acquire skills and aptitudes for dealing with the situations that threaten to overwhelm it. So everybody develops a whole armory of secondary self, the artificially constructed being that deals with the outer world and the crush of circumstances. And when we meet people, this is what we usually meet. And if this is the only part of them we meet, we're likely to get a rough time and to end up making no contact.